The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Unlimited broadband so you can download, upload and stream as much as you like.
My next guest has gone back in time to the world of polar exploration for a very particular brand of inspiration to get us through these very strange days. Historian Dr. Juliana Edelman has been working with the Shackleton Museum in Athy, County Kildare, to find out what qualities Sir Ernest Shackleton embraced for life and survival. And she's on the line. Good morning, Juliana.
Good morning, Oliver.
How do you connect what we're going through, lockdown, coronavirus, to Ernest Shackleton?
Well, I suppose when the lockdown was first imposed, I had recently actually been to the conference, the annual conference in Kildare, or I suppose it seemed recently at the time. And I sort of opened my eyes to polar exploration, and the first thing I thought of was, well, here we are all on our little ships or all on our ice floe with only those few companions, you know, going to the shops as infrequently as possible, you know, upping our supplies at increasingly longer intervals.
Yeah.
So that was the first connection I made. But once I started kind of exploring the idea of the podcast series with Kevin Kenny from the museum and the Athy Shackleton Committee, it became apparent there were lots of other parallels with their existence on the ice and their different expeditions and what we were going through.
And the podcast is simply called What Would Shackleton Do?
Yes, that's correct.
So,
yeah.
So what would he do?
Well, so Shackleton, for those who maybe are not fully familiar, he actually has a nice Kildare link to your previous story. He was also born outside of Kildare.
Very good.
And he's best known for his efforts to break exploration records at the South Pole, first with the Nimrod expedition in 1907 and then with the Endurance expedition leaving in 1914. And both expeditions in their ways are kind of failures in that they don't achieve their stated goal, but they also become kind of great examples of survival skills. And so we kind of explored those expeditions and the lessons from them, looking at these qualities that Shackleton had written about before he leaves on the Endurance, that he thought everyone needed to succeed in life and, of course, also in polar exploration. And those were optimism, patience, idealism, and courage, and he put them in a particular order. So we looked at those qualities and kind of tried to find parallels between how the expeditions embodied those qualities and what lessons we might, you know, might serve us today to endure what it is that we are going through.
Yeah, because I listened to the first episode yesterday, Optimism, and I mean, the Endurance expedition is an extraordinary story. And can you give us a snapshot of the kind of the moment of optimism that you describe in that podcast where the Endurance has gone in under the ice, it's been destroyed, and these men find themselves in 1916, thousands of miles from any civilization. Most people would just go straight to despair, but not Shackleton.
Yeah, it's remarkable, actually. And, you know, and he has the confidence, essentially, to bring the men around and say, well, the ship is gone, so basically expedition is void, now we're going home. And just to express that goal with that kind of certainty, and then to move all of their skills and all of their abilities towards pursuing that goal. And I suppose one of the little details of optimism that struck me the most is he insists on, you know, various things. They take things off the ship to remind them of home, to kind of keep the faith in that goal. But he also insists on Frank Hurley taking the heavy camera and the glass plates and keep taking photographs because people are going to want to see them, you know, when
and if
they
we
get
did,
back.
If he didn't do that, we wouldn't have seen those amazing photographs.
Exactly. And it's just, I mean, that seems to me, it's a small thing, but it's such a clear expression of his belief that there is a future.
And a musical instrument as well. Is there a
banjo
or a melodeon?
A musical instrument to keep everybody, you know, keep everyone's spirits up.
And before he does all this, because they have to trek with lifeboats across the ice to get to the water before they sail in the open seas to Elephant Island. And he, to show that not to carry too much, he throws his own gold cigarette case, his gold watch, into the snow. A Bible he got from the Queen, he takes out the flyleaf that she'd signed and threw the rest of it away, and a few passages he kept himself as well.
Yeah, so he throws away his money as well. You know, no need for this now as we are stuck on an ice floe. So yes, I mean he's good with the dramatic gesture as well, and certainly that kind of I suppose his ability to see what kinds of things people needed from their leader is also very important to helping them to maintain optimism, I think.
So whatever challenge we have now, I mean, it's a lovely idea of a podcast, because you can kind of put yourself in the shoes of those men and you go, well, the challenge we have, whether you're in lockdown, whether you've been cocooning, whether you're worried about your kids going out and about at the minute, you can apply a lot of this optimism, patience, courage, idealism to your own scenarios.
Absolutely. And I suppose in each of the episodes, we try to draw out some of those parallels. So I've interviewed different people. Kevin Kenny, who's a big collaborator in the series of the podcast, talks about optimism in the first one. And he draws a parallel between, you know, the men have this scientific idea that their ice flow that they essentially are sitting waiting on for more than a year is moving in a particular direction that's going to help them with the next stage of their journey to escape back to civilization. And he kind of likens that to us listening to the statistics where, you know, if all the things that we're doing to try and reduce the spread of the virus seem to be working, as they seem to be, in fact, you know, we're seeing that in the statistics, then it brings us hope. It gives us optimism to carry on doing what we're asked in order to help everyone out.
You added another one to the list, to Shackler's list, kindness.
Yeah, so we went beyond courage and, you know, since Shackleton is dead and can't contradict us, Kevin, in discussion with a friend of his who works in the public health nursing system, Jackie Blackwell, she suggested that kindness is so important to our current situation. And Kevin saw immediately that kindness was something that a quality that people appreciated in Shackleton. So we've done that fifth one as well, which is just released last week. No. Where Kevin and Jackie kind of talk through examples of Shackleton and examples of kindness in the HSC. And it's interesting because I might have thought as a nurse that Jackie would have drawn attention to the, you know, to the kindness of nursing staff. But really what she focuses on is just the kind of ordinary, the importance of ordinary kindness, of each of us being kind to each other in what's a very stressful situation. You know, we often don't know how other people are coping. You know, we're impatient, things are taking longer. And she just talks about the importance of being grateful to people, of saying thank you, and of trying to say a kind word whenever you can.
And Shackleton himself was very kind, wasn't he? Was there a stowaway?
Yeah, and Shackleton seems to have been, at least in the life or death situation of the ice, he seems to have been someone who had a lot of kindness in him. So the example that Kevin talks about is his giving up of some of his rations to one of his men, Frank Wild, on the Nimrod expedition when Frank Wild is very weak and suffering and might not have made it back to the collection point where they're to be picked up by the ship if he hadn't been, you know, given some extra rations. And also, I suppose, this kind of gets repaid in a sense because Frank Wild goes on the Endurance expedition and serves a really important role of keeping the men, you know, healthy and alive while Shackleton carries on from Elephant Island to South Georgia help.
And we should give a shout out to Tom Crean as well, who was on that Endurance mission.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I mean,
let's not have Kildare their own way. Kerry has to get the look in as well.
Yes, absolutely, yes.
And actually, Michael Smith has a fabulous book, An Unsung Hero, which is all about Tom Crean's life and times, and it goes into the Endurance in great detail.
Yeah, wonderful links between Ireland and polar exploration. We have such a moderate temperature.
What would Shackleton do? How do we get that podcast?
Yeah, so you can find it on iTunes or Spotify or most of the podcast platforms, but if you don't use those things, you can also go to the Shackleton Museum website, which is just shackletonmuseum.com. It's completely free. We want everyone who wants to listen to it to listen to it. It's just a little collaboration between myself and the museum and a bunch of Shackleton enthusiasts, and we hope people that
and it's bright and breezy.
Inspiring.
It doesn't drag on. It's 20 minutes or so.
Yeah, each of them are about 20 minutes, and we've had an actor from the Blue Raincoat Theatre Company, John Carty.
Brilliant. And something to do as well while the museums remain closed, and hopefully they'll open on the 20th of July, all going well on that government roadmap. Thank you very much, Dr. Juliana Edelman. Good morning to you.